Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hi, I'm Emily from Sex with Emily. Thanks so much for listening to the show. And one of the reasons you're able to listen to us for free is because of the incredible people at goodvibes.com. They carry all the best sex toy brands. You can get the Vibratex Dahlia, the Rabbit Habit, because if you got one of those old rabbits from the 90s, you better throw it away. You can even get the strongest, most orgasmic vibrator of all time, the Magic Wand. So go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Good Vibes banner to see my favorite toys, because you know I've tried them all, and use coupon code GVEMILY20 for 20% off. That's coupon code GVEMILY20. Thanks for listening to the show. Enjoy it.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can check out my podcast. You should actually just subscribe to my podcast, because it's so much easier that way, because then you'll just get it right there. Every time we post it, you'll get a new show. We do 2 shows a week, and you can also on Wednesdays from 12:30 to 1 Pacific Standard Time, we answer all your questions on Twitter. So you can just tweet me, hashtag AskEmily, and my Twitter is sexwithemily. As it is across the board with Instagram and Facebook. You better like me on Facebook, because we give you tips all day long to improve your sex life and relationship, which is what I think you all want. That's why you're listening to the show. Oh, and P.S., by the way, BTW, if you do want to improve your sex life, this show is all about it, because I've got some women here in the flesh who are going to talk to you about something that is very, very important and crucial, in fact, to you having good sex, men and women. Specifically, we are talking about the G-spot. So the G-spot is sort of this elusive spot, right? We always hear about internal orgasms, external orgasms. Did she have an orgasm? Guys are always emailing me, how do I know if she had an orgasm? But the G-spot can be a little more difficult to attain. A lot of women can have clitoral orgasms. And y'all know what the clitoris is, right? You've been listening for a while. We don't think we're going to get into that today. But is that little bud, has 8,000 nerve endings. And if you don't know that, you should rewind and listen to some other shows. But the G-spot is this internal, like, elusive zone that so many people, or just women even, they don't know how to find it. There are those women who, and we're going to talk to one in a moment, who they have sex and they just find it and they have amazing orgasms that way. But this is like when people talk about vaginal orgasms or having an orgasm with intercourse, they are usually talking about the G-spot. Just some background. It was named in the 50s after German gynecologist Ernest Graffenberg. So he got a whole spot named after him. How do I get a spot named after me? That'd be amazing. He discovered the zone of erogenous feeling located along the suburethral surface of the anterior vaginal wall. What the hell does that mean? It's located 2 inches inside the vagina on the top side of the vaginal wall. It's a little bean-shaped pleasure point and has a rougher texture, and size and location might vary. And usually when a woman is turned on, she's already had an orgasm, a clitoral orgasm, it becomes more engorged and easier to find. And we are going to give you tips on how to find it. Oh, that was my other idea for an iPhone app. I am sitting here, my guest today, just so you know who I'm talking to, is my assistant Lauren, who did start out as my intern a few years ago.
How's it going?
Hi. And Carolyn, who's my new intern.
Hi, everybody.
And so we're bringing back Intern Sex Toy Review Day, which was very popular a few years ago. Lauren started out on my show with her first Intern Sex Toy Review. She might have been the first one doing it. And so we get toys and they try them out. All three of my interns picked G-Spot vibrators this month. So we're going to be hearing a lot from them, but they've also tried other ones along the way too this month. So we're not going to be all G-Spot this month, but we are going to hear from Carolyn because she tried a toy that we're going to get into in a minute. So we are going to be also talking about, I want to hear from them about their own G-spot experiences, how they found them, how they like to be touched that way. And we're going to give tips to guys about, you know, because truly one of the best ways if a woman's never found her G-spot is using fingers. And using a guy's fingers works just well, works very well. You can use lubricant, get her warmed up. And we'll explain how you do it. You stick your fingers inside, this little come hither motion. You've probably heard us talk about that. And everything we talk about, we're going to have pointers on the Sex with Emily website so you can see the toy that we talk about. And also we'll link to this blog that we have that's like all about how to find it. So thanks for being here. Carolyn, we're popping her podcast cherry bubble today.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Yeah, and thanks for being my intern. How's it been so far? Has it changed your sex life yet?
It definitely has. I love being your intern. It's so exciting. Every day is filled with fun stuff, and I'm learning so much, and it definitely has enhanced my sex life.
I love that. How would you think? Because people always ask me, like, is your sex life better from doing the show? I'm like, yeah, but
how could it not be? I mean, I definitely feel like I can communicate much more openly about sex and about what I want in the bedroom. I've purchased some new toys.
Right.
I have used lube.
Right. Lube. I'm on the lube. Like, if I run for president, I'm running like on the lube platform.
Lube. Yeah. And you've introduced me to some like quality lubes, which is wonderful. And my boyfriend loves using it, even though at first he was a little like, What's this?
Right. Huh? Right. Well, exactly. Well, that's my big issue, which you all know, is that I hate the fact that lube has such a stigma. You know, we're going to whip out the lube if she's dry or there's discomfort. But lube, actually, there have been so many studies that have shown that 85% to 90% of women actually say that sex is better for them when you add lube to the equation. And so, guys, get over your friggin' I was gonna say erection. Get over your freaking uptightness about like, oh, I'm not turning her on enough, so she's not wet enough, and blah blah. It has nothing to do with you. It's not that you're not pleasing her. It's not that you're not performing right. It's that a little slip and slide feels really good to a woman. So I'm glad that you've taken that on. That is a message I'm trying. I have my own lube with EmilyandTony.com. We haven't released it yet because it's top secret, but it is coming out soon.
And we've tried it.
It's really good. It's good stuff. So you use more lube and you communicate. That's good.
Yeah.
I love it. And you're doing everything. You're kicking ass.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So so Intern Sex Toy Review Day. So we go to goodvibes.com, as you know, is my favorite sex toy place to buy toys. And I have them pick out. And also, when they become interns, you can attest this. I say you don't have to do it. You can write about it. Because also, she actually wrote a blog post about this. So it'll also be on the website. But I don't force them to do anything. I'm like, you could do, but she'd like that. But I always appreciate it when they do want to come on the show and talk about their experience. Because it's not, you know, always easy to open up and talk about your sex life for the first time and using a vibrator.
Yeah, it's not easy, but it's really fun. And I definitely jumped at the chance to try out a vibe and write about it.
So tell me, okay, what did you pick?
So I picked the Silky G waterproof G-spot vibrator, and I picked it because I'd never used a G-spot vibrator before.
Okay. And had you ever had a G-spot orgasm before?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So you often do during intercourse?
I often is a loose term, right? Because it's not every time, but I do have G-spot orgasms. I think I would have a G-spot orgasm more often with a partner than I would a clitoral orgasm.
Right. Okay.
Which I don't know if that surprises you.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't surprise me. It's the clitoral orgasm is more easier for women to achieve, I guess. Mm-hmm. Most women, not a guess, it's true. But many women, especially these two women here, have had, you know, had an easy time having G-spot orgasms. I did not, I will admit. So I don't know. You know, it, the clitoris is the, people say it's the better one. Who, I don't think that, you know, it's like Woody Allen said, like, okay, sorry to quote Woody Allen. I know everyone hates him now because of like the molestation of his daughter, but he made amazing films in the 70s and I love Annie Hall. So anyway, there is no such thing as what, like orgasm, like bad pizza, or like there's no such thing as bad pizza. Or bad.
Oh, even when it's bad, it's still good.
Even when it's bad, it's still good. That. Right. So I'm not going to judge your orgasms on a hierarchy here or anything, but you, so you can have them with a partner, but on your own, was this was the first time you're trying.
Yeah, on my own, this was the first time I was ever attempting to have a G-spot orgasm.
Okay, and tell me about the vibe first. It's called the Silky G.
So the Silky G is, again, a waterproof G-spot vibrator, and it's great for external stimulation as well as internal stimulation. Oh, good. You can do it.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and it's shaped like, Emily mentioned earlier, it's shaped like the kind of like the come hither finger.
Right.
Because if positioned upwards,
right,
that finger will put pressure on the G-spot.
Right.
It's made of hard plastic, which might turn some people off right away, but I actually loved that it was made of that material.
And not the silicone.
Yeah, it was so different from anything I've experienced. Let's see, it has a little dial, and you can choose from a scale of 1 to 4 as far as how fast it goes and how much it vibrates or pulsates. So,
yeah. Okay. So you liked it. So you were masked. So you went in your room, I guess, and you had some lube, maybe juice lube.
I actually didn't. I went to my room and I was like, I'm gonna use this toy and I'm just gonna take note of how I'm feeling and I'm gonna write this blog. It's gonna be the best blog ever. And yeah, I just used it, and I mean, I just used it externally at first.
Yeah, that's good to warm up.
So yeah, to warm up. Yeah, I didn't. You know,
I can't see, because personally, just that. A lot of women need to have a clitoral orgasm first before they can have, or at least be aroused enough, because that's when the G-spot tends to like engorge a little and you can find it more with some women. So it would make sense that you'd like warm up.
Yeah, I think naturally your mind and your body is like, okay, we're going to warm up a little.
Right.
So I used it externally, and I mean, I didn't use lube, but I mean, you get a little wet.
You get wet yourself, like, right.
Yeah, it's just, it, like, I know why they call it the Silky G.
Okay.
Yeah. Got it. It feels really good. Feel silky.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And then when you're masturbating, do you like think about things, or do you watch porn, or do you?
A little bit of both. I definitely probably think about things more often than I actually watch porn, although I totally watch porn.
Right. Okay, good.
Online once in a while. But I mean, cheesy, I think about my boyfriend.
No, that's what women know. We do that. Guys are thinking about everything but their girlfriend usually, but that's not true. Sometimes they do at the beginning. But women, we like to think about like, what do you think? Like, kissing the last time you saw him, or?
I mean, yeah, I think about like the last time, or one of the, you know, one of our good sessions, and I think about that, and you know, I might think about him going down on me, and like that's right. Oh, that could just do it for you, you know.
Yeah, or for that's me. Right, that's what, you know, me too, guys, you gotta go down on her. Okay.
Yeah, I think like I feel like I have a very vivid imagination and a good visual memory, so that's served me well. Okay. And, you know, other times maybe if I'm single, I'll think about like, you know, a certain celebrity or something.
Do you do that? See, I don't do that. Do you, Lauren? Do you think about celebrities?
I don't think about celebrities. I used to when I first started masturbating as like a teenager, right. But now it's
like, what is it?
What do you think about?
Oh my. Well, first, sometimes I watch porn. Good okay. Vibes has a great.
Oh my
VOD.
God, I'm obsessed.
Site. I usually watch the tube sites, but I actually started watching a lot more porn now that, you know, right. We have access to that, because they're so good.
Right.
I actually saw a porn on there. It was so good. I stopped masturbating, and it's probably one of my. It's actually a really good movie.
You stopped it for the plot.
Yeah,
right?
And it was made in like the 80s or something.
Yeah. Okay. So she's talking about Good Vibes also has a video on demand program. So if you go to sexwithemily.com, and then again, I was. Not to bring up another ad, but really, if you click on the banner, you can buy minutes, but they have the best curated collection of like porn through the years, like best for couples. So if you want to listen, watch porn with your partner, for singles, for lesbians, gay, straight, like
it's
indie.
Really classy porn.
It's classy porn.
Yeah. Right. You're not going to get that whole.
So good that Lauren stopped masturbating to watch the end of the porn.
That's pretty
Wait,
amazing.
Honey, I want to see how it ends.
Yeah, which is like funny because like when I have this like fantasy that I realized really gets me off fast, which I would never do in person. I'd like to state that first.
Okay, what's the fantasy?
But I have like this fantasy of like being like taken in front of people.
Oh, okay. As like exhibitionism.
Do you ever watch Spartacus?
No.
Or any of those hot, sexy, like 300 type movies.
Like an orgy kind of?
Yeah, but like where there's people like, you know, sex slaves, oh. like who are like doing it in front of you with gladiators. I don't know. That gets me
off. That's hot. Oh, I like that. I like that too.
A historical fiction fantasy.
Right. Oh. It's true that a lot of things that women and men fantasize about, I'm always saying talk to your partner fantasies, but it doesn't mean that we all want them to come true necessarily.
Yeah, I would never like to have a gangbang.
She doesn't want to have a gladiator like, in front of. Not yet. Not yet. She's only even working for feet. No. But right. I get it. So that's what you think about. Okay. So porn or that. And then, okay. So your G-spot. So then how was Silky G? It was a good experience?
So yeah, I think as an external vibe, it was great. Again, like the material, I did not expect to be so pleased, like in a tactile way. It's so different. I used to use the Rabbit Habit vibrator.
Oh, right. That's a great one too.
Yeah. How long did you have that one? I was curious.
So that one got me through graduate school.
Okay.
So I had it for about, I had it for a little while, but it was really my first real vibrator. And so it's made from elastomer, I think, which is like similar to, is that similar to silicone?
Yeah. It's like rubbery. The new one is silicone, right?
It's like bendable and rubbery. And I don't know, just with this, with the plastic of
it's
this
like a
Silky
hard,
G,
right.
It's hard, but it's so smooth that, you know, if you're wet or if you're using lube, it's amazing.
Right.
It was great.
A lot of women like that. Yeah. I mean, I have a friend who uses her electric toothbrush because of the plastic. She's like, I just like the hard plastic. It's true.
I had no idea. I did not know that I would be stimulated in that way. So then when I tried to use it as like an internal vibe, it just wasn't happening for me. And I really think it's because I used the Rabbit Habit for so long.
Right. And you got to start, right. You
for
mix it
years.
Up.
Yeah. That I was like, what's going on? Because I usually, especially if I'm, masturbating, I can have an orgasm in like less than 10 minutes.
Right.
I mean, we're good to go. But this one took longer.
Okay.
And I guess I really realized that you need to kind of have different kinds of sex toys and experience different sensations.
Well, I love what you said in your blog, which was comparing it to like if you read a good book, is that going to be you're going to keep reading that book over and over again? You're going to try to read another book. So yeah. I think it's kind of like having a new partner, having a new sex toy, because you got to learn how it works. And the great thing about having a sex toy collection is that you can explore these other erogenous zones and play with toys, hit your G-spot, because the G-spot really is an extension of your clitoris, or some argue that it's all connected in a way, the nerve endings. And like if you like put your vibrator on like your labia, your interior wall, you can play it all. There's all the anterior. There's all these different spots that you might not know. And every toy can reach you in different ways, but it might not happen the first time.
Exactly.
I've had that too with toys. I'm like, God damn it, but you got to keep trying. And then you get like amazing other experiences.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like a brat because I was like, I used this vibrator once and it didn't work. Like, the whole saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I mean, I took that to an extreme and I used the same vibrator for years and it was great. But now I really want to, it's just like a partner. I really want to try different vibrators. I want to try them with different material. I want to try ones that pulsate or vibe. I want to try silicone. I want to try plastic.
Oh, the thrusting one by Fun Factor.
That sounds amazing.
What's the Zwei and the Dre? Those are amazing.
From Fun Factory.
So, yeah, well, tell me about your experience, because those are G-spots, too.
Yeah, that one's intense. That's actually kind of like, I have a collection, thanks to Emily.
Okay, yeah.
And that one was the only one that's actually been intimidating to me. Because I actually put it on the table on a piece of paper, because they told me to do this at we went to an expo. And it moved itself across my table.
It thrusts. It doesn't vibrate. And this is by Fun Factory. You can get these all good vibes. It's so it's the Zwei or the Dre or it's,
but all of them thrusts are just different shapes.
Right. Okay.
I think you have one that's a little more slender. I think when I first tried it, I was like, oh, this is fun. But then I tried it with a partner, and it became really fun because like
he could move it.
I like a little bit of, I like using it in the back door when he's in the front door.
Oh, interesting. The Fun Factory?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Use it in the back door. You thrusted it in the back door.
And it does its own, it does the, it does the work for it. So, and then he can feel it and it feels awesome. And,
right. Wow. He can feel it because he's inside of you and the vibrations.
And the whole, it just makes everything really tight down there. And it's, I love it. That's intense.
See, I've only been interning for a couple months, so I'm just thinking about expanding my sex toy collection.
Oh, yeah. What will I learn? I keep telling you guys to come over to my goddamn house and just go through my garage. I'm serious. I know everyone's going to email me for toys, but I can't give them all away to you all. But my interns, I have to.
She's giving them to us.
Yeah. But yeah, you expand it, right? Who would have thought? That's amazing.
This is what Emily's done to me.
I'm so sorry. Okay, but Lauren, I got a note. She's 24.
You're
only 23. So, okay, she was 19 when she was that illegal that you were my intern at 19? I was like, you're really, she's always been very mature. This was in San Francisco. And she did her, what was your intern? Do you remember what your sex toy review was then?
My sex toy review was the rabbit. It was this enormous rabbit.
Oh,
right.
Oh my God.
And it was terrifying. Like, I know I said the Zwi or the Dre was terrifying and intimidating, but like this as my second sex toy.
I don't know
why
you got that big one. That was a mistake. Okay.
It was the first day I got there and she pulls out this rabbit from her drawer and she's like, here. Kelsey thought it was too big.
Right,
so.
Right. Because one of my other interns thought it was too big for her. So Lauren's like, I'll take it. Right.
Yeah, that one was fun.
That's so brave.
Good times. We're all so brave in here. Okay, so I want to go back to something that Lauren said that's interesting is that, and I always tell guys this who are still intimidated by using a vibrator because just like the lube, I'm not pleasing her. There's something wrong with my penis. I don't turn her on enough. No. In fact, you should look at toys like, thank God she's got a toy because it cuts down your work in half, your the work that you physically have to do in half. Plus, the vibrations feel really good on your penis.
Oh, yeah.
On your balls. Guys love it. They're like, where did he, did you put it on his balls and stuff?
See, I think it's really interesting. He's the one who goes through my sex toy drawer now. And he just digs through the, now that he knows where it is, and just picks things out, doesn't know what it does. Let's use this. Let's use, because he used to be one of those guys who's like, I don't know.
Right.
And then now that he's experiencing it too.
Exactly.
He's so into it. And I'm a multi-orgasmic girl. So like it just.
Oh my God, you're fired.
Yeah.
No, are you? So he's that's so cool. Yeah. You keep going. No, I can too with a lot of the vibrators. I can have clitoral. My G-spot experiences have not. It took me a while. Like I needed to go through some of the tips that we're going to talk about of like really using my fingers, exploring with the cum. And when I talk about the cum hither motion, it's like you stick your finger, 2 inches in up towards, towards in the vagina, towards the top of the vagina, the pelvic floor. Like, so you're going towards her pelvic muscles. So they come hither and you stick your fingers inside and you play around. You got to find it. But I was doing that on my own for a while. Like, I bought a book at Good Vibrations 20 years ago, How to Find the G-Spot. Imagine that. And so I was, I was exploring for a while. I mean, I found it eventually, but it wasn't like through sex. It didn't just happen. So I'm saying it's not like, and believe me, I wasn't a virgin, okay? I'm just putting it out there. I had sex with many different kinds of penises, shapes, sizes, and it just wasn't happening. So some women it happens, some women it doesn't. But you got to do, for some women, you got to do the work. And not all women like it either. Not like some women just, or they don't can't have one, or they don't,
Yeah, they can't have one, or they don't like it. I personally prefer G-spot orgasms.
How would you explain the difference?
I had this conversation with one of my lesbian friends at a bar the other night.
Love it.
She asked me, what does it feel like to have a G-spot orgasm? She's like, I'm not sure if I've had one. And I tried to explain it to her. I feel like a G-spot orgasm is deeper. I feel like it's more of like an
full
ancient
body.
Full body rumble. It's like, it's deeper.
It's definitely deeper.
It's deeper.
It's deeper
and
it's
longer.
Like,
it feels longer.
Right. It lasts longer. It's more like your whole body. Lauren, how would you describe the G-spot orgasm?
Like, I can have clitoral orgasms and keep going and keep going. G-spot orgasms, I have to take like a moment and be like, okay, hold on. It's a full body sensation. Whereas I think the clitoral orgasm is very kind of shallow. It's on top of the body.
Right. I agree.
That's how I feel.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. So can you, and then when you have sex, would you say intercourse with the guy, would you say you mostly do have the G-spot before the...
When I'm having sex, I definitely will have a G-spot orgasm 100 times before I'll have a clitoral orgasm.
Okay.
Because when you're having intercourse, I mean, it's just so rare that a guy's going to hit your clitoris.
That's the point. That's why we talk about all these toys that women can use during sex, or they should at least be rubbing their clitoris if that's the only way they can orgasm, because the penis, unless you're doing certain positions, which we've talked about, it's not going to hit our clitoris in the right way to have one. But if you rub it against him, or if you or her, whoever you're with, but, you know, and you use certain positions or a toy, like, you know, I love the Jeju Mimi and all the other things I love, like, and the Girls by Vibratox, mm-hmm. which are really cool little ones. Like, these are little things you hold in your hand and you can put it on your clitoris and have an orgasm if you can't have a G-spot, so orgasm. So you typically can have the G-spot all day long.
Yeah, I think like Lauren, I need to have a little recovery period because, like I said, they're so much deeper and longer and wonderful. But definitely if I'm on top, too, that's how I discovered my G-spot is by being on top.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So that's people. A lot of women are more easily able to have a G-spot orgasm. But Lauren, is that true for you, too, on top?
That actually on top. See, I can only have a G-spot orgasm when I'm on top if I'm... not going up and down, but kind of grinding.
Forward and back, yeah. Grinding. Okay.
That's the only way I can have a G-spot orgasm on top.
Okay. But what about on the bottom?
On the bottom, there are some positions that, like, I know for sure, like, my go-tos. I can, like, mm-hmm. where you have your legs over the shoulders.
Right.
That's super easy for me. I can't. I have problems having G-spot orgasms with new people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
Is
it because you're not... You got to learn the kind of like she has to learn the silky G.
Yeah, I think you know
You got to learn his silky
gotta
G.
Learn.
His silky D. You got to learn a silky D, and it is true. So that's a great point too, Lauren, that you brought up is that when we're with new partners, guys, don't assume. I mean, every time she's not going to have one, especially at the beginning, unless she's super verbal and knows how to move around. We don't know each other's bodies mm-hmm. at the beginning. I mean, it's exciting, and the anticipation of having a new partner is thrilling, and so the sex feels amazing and all that, but and we might not have orgasms right away because we don't really know how to maneuver around the body.
Yeah, and it can still be great, but you might not have an orgasm.
Right. It doesn't mean that you suck, okay? So don't beat yourself up, but it takes a while to get to know someone sometimes, and sooner you talk to your partner about sex, the better. So, okay, we're going to come back to more talks about the G-spot, but first I have to give you a quick word from our amazing sponsors who help keep this show free and available to you, and so I can do two shows a week, which I actually would like to do more. So support our sponsors, okay, peeps? Okay, so I want to just, again, thank you for listening to the show, and I love being able to help you with all your sex and relationship problems. And I just want to know, have you ever heard of a massage candle? Looks like a regular candle that instantly turns into massage oil. In fact, it's sort of like massage oil that's a candle. Like the massage oil is this great thing. So why do you need a massage candle? Because massage gets your partner in the mood. How many times have you been like, hey, babe, you want a massage? And then you got laid? The warm, luxurious oil feels amazing when you pour it on. It's your secret weapon in the bedroom. If you want to spice things up, get your partner in the mood. And have incredible sex. So, and it looks like a regular candle. It's not like it's some scary thing. They're beautiful candles that you can just leave out and light them around your house for ambiance. And the feedback has been outstanding. These are from my Emily and Tony candles. Dear Emily, I bought a candle. My girlfriend was skeptical at first, but agreed to try the warm oil on me first and gave me a back rub. Then I reciprocated and we had amazing sex. She cannot stop talking about how good this candle smells and how great the massage oil feels. I'm convinced that the scent and the candle helped us through some of the barriers to sex that we have faced lately. So as you can see, I created these candles so you can have the best sex of your life. Go to emilyandtony.com. Use code Emily for 20% off. That's emilyandtony.com. Use code Emily. I know a lot of you out there live in the LA area or you come down here often. The Hustler Hollywood store should be your main destination for the best toys, erotica, the sexiest lingerie, and most of all, the easiest way to find the answers you've been looking for to spice up your sex life. I know we had fun there, right girls? We did a little field trip to the Hustler Hollywood store. Mm-hmm. It's the perfect date night spot if you're in a relationship. You can browse their section of sexy products, see what both get you both turned on, and this way you can avoid any awkward conversations about sex and go right to the source to fulfill all your sexual desires. And if you're single and just want to have more fun during solo play, you have to see this amazing store. We were blown away with the best products on the market today. And if you want to make your sex life better, whether you're single or in a relationship, they're offering a 20% discount if you mention Sex with Emily when you visit this legendary store on Sunset Boulevard. And also, I am teaching a workshop, so y'all know, on July 16th, right? Mm-hmm. How to Blow His Mind, it's called. Right? That's what it's called. How to Blow His Mind. And there's also a Facebook page that you could go to. And what's the best way?
Go to sexwithemily.com. And it's up there. Click on any of the banners that you see that says How to Blow His Mind with a beautiful picture of Emily on it. It's also attached to the Sex with Emily Facebook page.
Right.
On the left side, the events column.
Ooh, good. Okay. So yeah, just do that. That's easy. Facebook.com/sexwithemily events column. You can see it's going to be a really fun night. We're going to have giveaways and do I'm going to teach you how to blow his mind. So if you're here, show up, RSVP. I can't wait to meet you. It's going to be awesome.
They also have these fun drinks. I think I had the cream in your face drink.
Cream in your face. Oh, my God. They have the best.
Very creative.
Yeah. Very creative drinks. And it really is an experience. Like, yeah, they've got a cafe. You can hang out. It's going to be a really fun night. So I can't wait to meet all my listeners, too. So you come if you're in the LA area. Or make a trip right now. Book your ticket. Okay, back to orgasms and G-spots. Okay, so how do we find it? Like, let's say, you know, you're with either for a woman or your partner. Again, it's located 2 inches inside the vagina, top side of the vaginal wall. And you'll know when you find it because it feels like a bean-shaped bump. And again, the exact size and location will vary with each woman. And it's great if you've never found it to use your fingers to find the exact location. And it's easier to find when you're aroused. So make sure that your partner gets you all out and bothered before you go searching for the G-spot. And so, like I said, the fingers are more can be effective, but also a toy. There's tons of G-spot toys, too, on the market now. Like, I think almost every brand makes a different toy. You just got to play around. A lot of them bend, and you can try to find one that works for you. So, you know, you do the come hither motion with your 2 fingers, palm facing up, massaging the G-spot with your fingertips. One hand applies the pressure to the G-spot, while the other hand rests on your abdomen just above the pubic hairline. They should apply soft pressure, you or your partner, to the abdomen while they stroke your G-spot. This is kind of like for if you're doing with your couples. And a little bit of abdomen pressure can help stimulate the G-spot even more. Do you girls ever do this? Do you ever, like, I press on my, like, during sex, like, I press on my abdomen? Like, it helps me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Why is that?
Because of your G-spot. Because it's, you press it. And
no, I want to try this. What?
Yeah, like, I naturally, and, like, the guys I'm dating see that I dating, sleeping with, whatever. No, see that I do that, and they push on it too because it's pressuring the G spot through your interior wall, through the outside.
Mind blown. Because I do that. I do that like because I've noticed it over the years.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's why. That's why you have the G spot.
The secrets of the G spot.
The secrets of the G spot.
Oh my
God. So if she can do it, you can do it above the pubic hairline. You can just apply soft pressure there, and that will also help. But if you're playing it solo, you can invest in an awesome G-spot toy like the Silky G. I love the G-Key. That is by Jeju, I believe. It's G-K-I-I. That's a great one because it has locking adjustable joints that can be angled up to 60 degrees. So it's like made to hit your deep spot. That's what I have in my garage for you, Carolyn, if you want to try.
Okay. I have tried that one.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think?
I actually wanted to bring this up when Carolyn was talking about her. She didn't really understand it at first because that's how I felt about the G-Key. I was so excited. It's like this really nice toy.
Right.
And
higher price
point. Yeah, it's very nice. And so I started using it and I was like, why? Like, it feels good, but I feel like I could be getting a lot more out of this. And then when I started playing around with it, started, you know, trying it different ways, I was like, okay, this is actually really fun. That's actually a great partner toy,
right,
too.
That is a great partner toy. Because a lot of guys get into it. Like, once you get over your hump, like we're saying, of being intimidated by such toys, you're going to friggin' – that's what my guy does. He's like, what are you bringing tonight? Or when he comes over, he goes digging through my – like, I literally got over there with, this, like, 2 suitcases, and one's filled with toys and, like, clothes, and like that suitcase is much smaller, so it is fun to play with. And guys, you'll get into it, like sticking this in and out of her, like, right? They love the being in control and seeing getting you turned on.
I think that's one of the reasons why the guy I'm hooking up with at the moment loves the sex toys, because it's like he's in control, he's got the power, like.
Yeah, and they use them on you.
So it's like at first they're a little intimidated.
Yes.
And you have to be the one to bring it in, right?
Okay. So women, and that's, you have to, I think a lot of times women just have to say, babe, this is going to be really fun. I want you to see my toy if you want to bring it in. Or if you're a guy, ask her. Say, you know, hey, do you ever use any toys? I think that'd be really fun. And just experience it. Try it once. Get out of your head that it means you're not pleasing her. It's just, we're telling you, we're 3 women who can have orgasms without toys, but toys just add a little something to the mix, especially if you're multi-orgasmic or you want to try different positions. It's just fun. They're fun. Like, why should sex, you know, the number one question I get asked, how do we spice it up? How do we keep it interesting? I mean, it doesn't have to be, it can be a toy, it can be bondage tape, it could be like, you know, restraints, whatever it is. It's fun to bring other things besides your goddamn penis and the vagina into the bedroom. That's what we're saying. And it is true that men who think they're losing control to toys, you're gaining control. I mean, you really are, like, you can be in control and put this toy in and out.
Oh, yeah. You're adding elements, accessories into
right.
the genre.
And you have more strength. You're just doing it from a different angle. I like that. The Jiki has the different...
Yeah, you can, like, crank it in different positions.
Yeah,
going,
and, yeah, it's cool.
I thought I broke it the first time.
I know. That might come next. So, also, there's the dildos, the Enjoy Pure Wand. Have you heard about this? It's this shiny dildo. It's made out of, steel.
I think it is stainless steel.
It's stainless steel. It's Enjoy, N-J-O-Y. And that is an amazing G-spot dildo, but it's hard. It's like cold. I mean, it's like, but it hits it. It's like, I could start to cry right now. I've had such good experiences with it.
I know some people.
I forget to talk about it, yeah.
Some people like to put their dildos like that either in hot water.
Hot water and boil it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was saying you put it in the refrigerator, you can make it cold or hot.
Yeah.
Oh. You can boil it. Yeah. I have one of those too.
I'm learning so much.
I know. I love it. She's still learning all the time, even on the show.
This is amazing. Mm.
And then another thing about the G-spot is that if you start feeling like you have the urge to pee, don't panic. Because that is actually a sign that you're getting closer to having the G-spot orgasm. You're not going to pee all over your partner, and if you do, who cares? Because you're going to have a killer orgasm anyway. But you're not going to... But that's also... Do you guys have that pee feeling?
Yes.
Definitely.
If you can't laugh in the bedroom, too. Like, if you end up peeing on him, if you can't laugh in the bedroom, that's a problem.
If he ends up peeing, and he's like, these are my 800 thread couch sheets, guess what? Like, goodbye, honey. Have fun doing laundry.
You're not
going to
do
never.
Yeah. You're not going to pee on him. That's for sure.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I highly doubt that would happen.
But that is one of the signs for the G-spot orgasm.
One thing I might add.
Yes, please, Carolyn.
Just because I had a friend who went on a date with a guy, went home with him, and he tried to give her a G-spot orgasm with his fingers, but he didn't give her any warning, and there wasn't a lot of foreplay. And next thing you know, I mean,
she's in pain.
They're kissing, and she's in pain, and she could not believe it. This guy just tried to stick his fingers, you know, and stimulate her G-spot orgasm. But you know, I really think that if a guy's going to go hunting for that G-spot, you're amazing and
right.
good for you and you're wonderful, but you should give your partner a little bit of warning, like,
right.
hey babe, like I want to
find it. Was he just
fingering
her or was he trying to find it? Because some guys just stick to finger. First of all, and they don't use lube and you're not warmed up yet.
Yeah.
And it could hurt.
I mean,
did he say he was hunting?
You know, like years later after hearing the story, I really think he was trying to stimulate her G-spot.
Okay.
Because she said he was given it is all.
Right.
You know,
sometimes you got to slow down because it's a two-person experience. You got to look for her feedback. I mean, it's all about communication. And I've had guys just go in. I don't know what they're looking for, but they're like hammering away their fingers. I'm like, really? And it can hurt. So, guys, also another thing to remember is to cut your nails. Have
oh my
you guys
God.
Ever had
oh
that?
Oh, my God.
Have we all had that experience?
Oh, yes.
Women look at your hands.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can just clip them, file them. But if you're going to be going and doing some interior work, make sure that they're clipped. And make sure that you use lube. Again, a little – if she's not wet enough and you're just go
Definitely.
Searching for hunting for the G-spot.
Lube is amazing. Lube. I cannot believe you don't use lube when you masturbated that one time. I was about to be like, I get so messy. Like,
well, next time I will. And I will.
Right.
I will
What's
think
the
of
good
you.
Lube that I gave you that you liked? Do you remember?
I've tried silk lube from
Liquid
you.
Liquid silk?
Yeah. 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 And that was great. And, I've tried a couple others. I can't remember.
Right.
We have so many
have
samples
so many.
And little
I know.
Toys
I really
all
like
office.
Sliquid. Uber Lube is amazing. These are all, again, goodvibes.com. Coupon code GBEMILY20, right? 20% off. Just because, you know, you're all getting excited here about having good lube. Because you don't want to buy shitty lube from the drugstore.
Oh, yeah. Shitty lube is shitty lube.
Shitty lube is shitty lube.
I know that now.
Yeah, you're right.
There's a difference.
See? I know. There's
a difference.
So many
I think on like
learn.
The third day, Emily asked me what kind of lube I use. And I said, okay, why? And she was just like... shaking her head.
Oh, it was like Astroglide or something?
Yeah, something.
Yeah, because
like,
that's what you buy at Walmart. You know. It's not good, and you want to make sure that you use a lube that is all, you know, paraben-free and just get infections and invest in some good lube and some good condoms. That's what I got to say to y'all. Okay, so what else here, guys? Should we talk about the bouncy house made of boobs?
Definitely.
Well, I was going to actually bring this up to you the other day.
Oh, okay.
And I just realized maybe one of the reasons why I don't like clitoral orgasms so much is because I've realized recently, like I've been having sex for a couple of years now, but very recently, I don't like when a guy goes off super fast, like on the outside of my vagina.
Like goes off super fast, like with his
their
tongue?
With their fingers or their tongue. Like I cannot stand it. It's almost too much. And it's not a good too much. It's like an intense, like this hurts too much, even if I'm stimulated and right. even if I'm wet. But now like I've realized I really do love it. It's just, I love it and it's slow.
Right.
I cannot stand it when it's being fast. Like right. so when someone gets hammered away at that, like that, like maybe in the end when you're like,
right.
you're also
Most
going
women
down on
want her. You to start slow. It's true. And do you know what else though, Lauren, is that a lot of women who are multi-orgasmic and really sensitive, they don't want their clitoris touched. They might not even want a guy to perform oral sex because mm-hmm. they are multi-orgasmic and they don't like it. But it's true that if you like everything, go three times slower than you think you need to, especially when you're going to clit. Don't go dive into the clit, start rubbing it over.
I know,
a pant.
And then, I mean, there's been times where you know someone, you know, you're really excited. Someone is like, you know, going down on you or something, and maybe you come, and then they keep going, and right. you're like, stop, like,
right.
I mean, it's too much. And kind, I feel like some guys are like, yeah, like I'm the king of the castle, like I'm gonna keep going. It's like, no, stop,
right,
like,
stop, because it like, hurts or something's right yeah. after. And then you can go again. Those are like women have a shorter refractory period. Yeah. Like maybe you can have another
so
orgasm.
So much has to do with like the guy paying attention to obviously the words you're saying, but your body language,
right?
Yeah,
when she's like writhing in pain, that's a good time to stop. pay attention, exactly.
Yeah,
and talk
attention.
About it if you're not sure. But again, like I say, always start slow with anything to do with the female body. Like mm-hmm. I mean, not that you don't ever want to rip her clothes off and throw it out on the bed, I'm not saying that, but if you're going into like oral sex and the whole thing, you just, I think even the great thing about it is the tease. Like, play with mm-hmm. her thighs for a while. Like, lick around her clitoris, around her vagina. Play with her, like, inner thighs. Massage them. The labia. Which, you know, there's just so many other parts that feel really good.
Yeah.
And then go in for the clitoris. Because, Lauren, you're one of these women. It's true. There's a lot of women who are like, no. Because guys have done it in the past too aggressively.
Yeah, I loved that whole sexual breakdown you just did. I got kind of turned on.
You did? Oh, which one?
Like, no, talking about all of the, you know, you don't go straight in.
No,
in.
I love when you guys like make you, like, you want her to be begging you for it. You want her to be like, babe, when are you going to get to the clitoris? You want her to be like, I cannot wait for you to touch my clitoris. That's what you want. So if you have to kiss her breasts and go down her body and like make everything else feel good, and even if you touch it for a second, but then you move back and then you go towards it and you move back and then you go for it, then she's going to be ready. But just these guys, or how about the ones who just go right, like you're fooling around even for the first time and they stick their hand on your pants. You're like, first of all, what about my breasts? Because we're already making out. What about everything else? And then what do you think, we're going to have sex and you're going to go right to, like, that just drives me crazy. It's like a huge pet peeve.
There's so much to be said about the anticipation and the, you know, the like waiting for it. And I'm not talking about, you know, waiting 3 dates, 5 dates,
right.
eight dates, but waiting 5 minutes.
During
waiting
the session.
8 minutes.
Absolutely.
You know, like I really like leaving clothing on. Like,
no,
I really
true.
Like leaving clothing on during sex. No, I really like leaving like my shoes on. I really like leaving like my skirt on or my bra on. What about leaving like your underwear on and he can just, you know, do his thing down there,
yep.
like, you know, kiss
you. I love
you,
when they leave
lick
the underwear
you.
On.
And then it's like, you're the one that's trying to rip your underwear off, not him.
Exactly.
It's like, you just can't wait, so.
I totally agree with you. Yeah. I'm 100%, I love leaving the underwear. Even if you lick or vibe or touch over the underwear, it can feel really good because the fabric
yeah.
feels great
and
against the clitoris.
Women spend so much money on their underwear. We were talking about Agent Provocateur the other day.
Yeah.
I went shopping and bought a bunch of beautiful bras yesterday. It's like, okay,
slow down and notice.
Let's use this beautiful underwear to our advantage and
right.
leave it on for a little longer.
Exactly. Leave the clothes on.
Yeah.
Leave them on for a while.
Right,
do you agree?
Lauren?
You went there yesterday?
I did not go to Agent. No,
I did.
My guy bought me some beautiful stuff.
I drove by there yesterday. I thought of you. And
you
I was
did?
Like,
the one on Melrose. I mean, he's not my guy. I shouldn't say the guy that I see sometimes. He had bought me like 8 months ago some stuff, and then we didn't see each other. It was in his trunk. I'm like, what about that Asian Provocateur stuff? So we went there, and it
beautiful.
Didn't fit me. It's beautiful. We were trying out. It was.
I love shopping for underwear.
I know they're not a sponsor, but I wish they would be.
I wish they would be too. So, but here's the thing: is that notice it. Like, tell her, and then also tell her she looks beautiful and hot, and like you recognize that she tried to match her panties and her underwear, which is not always easy, because then the bra's dirty and the underwear unclean. Like, we thought about it, and so recognize it, like worship it, and just again, like take your time. And so the key to one of the main keys to having amazing, long-lasting, really good sex is the anticipation, the unknown. That's why, like, early on sex is so good with someone, is because there is a wait and there is, like, a tease. And so wherever you are in your relationship, if you could still kind of bring some of that back and incorporate it into your sex life, it will be just magical, I think. The waiting, the slowing down. That's why we talk about foreplay. Like I tweeted last week. I was like, this came to me. I'm like, foreplay is not a suggestion. It's like it's a requirement for women, I think, a lot. Yeah, for men. And I'm not saying every time it's got to be 45 minutes. Remember, men always says to me, how long do I have to do it? How long? No, when you say foreplay, how long? 20 minutes? No, but just like it's more so than not, like you should know that it's, we actually require it to get warmed up, because we are not when you just walked in the door. It didn't happen that way. So we were not, like, you're turned on because you saw us, because you're visual, and we need a little more touching and feeling and.
Yeah, and it's also like a physical experience too, because when you're not, when women aren't turned on, our vaginas are actually smaller,
right?
And then they expand as we, because so if you just shove it in, it's gonna hurt,
right? Exactly. We do expand. If you ever watch, we should do like a time elapsed. They must have time elapsed with the vagina opening on one.
I bet they do.
No, yeah. They do. But really, like you'll see, like it flower. If you spend any time looking at the vagina, which I hope you have when you're down there, it opens up, it expands like a flower, but it blooms.
Yeah, and I mean, and so much of it is like, I mean, the 5 or 10 minutes before you're even touching each other. I mean, it's like,
right.
Are you being kind to me? Are we laughing? Are you complimenting me? Not even just about complimenting me. Are we vibing? Is there some good energy going around? And then you can start getting physical. Yeah,
right. And we want to make to be felt good. When like people have been like, oh, compliments. I don't just mean that. This is what you have to understand, is that the men are visual. Like I said, you walk in the door, you see us, you want to have sex. Our brain is our largest sex organ, so that's why guys decide in 20 seconds if they're going to sleep with someone. Women, men can kind of grow on us because we meet you, and we're not talking about your penis, but it's an intellectual thing for us sometimes. You might say things, or we can, words turn us on.
Seduction.
Seduction, seduce us. Send a sexy text. Talk to us.
Yeah. I was talking to my boyfriend on the phone yesterday, and at the end of the conversation, I said, well, tell me something sweet. You know, we'd been talking on the phone for like an hour, almost 2 hours, and I hardly ever do that. And he said, do you want me to, you know, do you want 10 minutes of me telling you something sweet, making some, you know, like, you know, blah, blah, blah? Or do you want 2 hours of us talking about our days and talking about like our goals and talking about, you know, the things that go through our minds in these days? Like, he's like, I just gave you 2 hours of like intimacy. And I said, oh yeah, you're right. You're right. You're a smart guy. You're smart. He's a good talker.
Right.
He's a
fast talker.
But then
did you
talker.
Get the little sweet thing
at
the end?
Oh, I did. See, I let him think he runs the show, but
okay.
At the end, he was like, you know, I miss you. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, sometimes you want that.
Yeah, so I get the sweet side, and I get, you know,
oh,
the intimate
awesome.
Conversations. So.
I love it. So how long have you guys been dating?
We've been dating for, I don't know, almost 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
And it's getting better?
It's good. Yeah, it's definitely good. I'm really happy, and I like it, but, you know, I'm like single. I'm single. I've been single for a long time, and so when you actually meet someone you want to date, it throws you through a whirlwind. It's challenging.
Right, exactly. Have you used the toys with him?
Yes, we have. We've used a couple toys, we've used lube, and like it's been me introducing them, but he's always really excited about it, you know, afterwards. So
okay,
yeah,
good.
It's been good.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Carolyn. And you can everyone can check out. It's been so wonderful having you.
Thank you
on the Sex with Emily team, and thank you for coming on the show. And the name of your blog, we could just find it. It's the
so the name of the blog
is Intern Sex Toy Review,
and it's called Get Out of Your Sex Toy Rut with a G-Spot Vibe.
Right. She's a very good writer, and she writes all about her experience with it. And Lauren, thank you for everything, as always, per usual. So everyone, be sure to follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff, Sex Emily. And I have to say that it's been amazing getting all your questions on Facebook. We've been getting a lot of Facebook questions too. So you can also easily, if you don't want to, you go through Facebook, feedback@sexwithemily.com, and check out my Hustler Workshop and just keep listening to the show. I so appreciate everyone's support. And again, I always want to hear, what do you want to hear about? So thanks everyone for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Thanks, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the show. And remember that Fleshlight is the number one sex toy for men. Wouldn't it be amazing if you could feel the pleasure of having sex anytime, even when you don't have a partner? The Fleshlight, the most popular sex toy for men, it simulates the sensations of sex. It was engineered to look and feel like the real deal. Many people even think it feels better than sex. Not that you won't want to have sex again. But also, the Fleshlight Stamina Training Unit helps you practice lasting longer and becoming a better lover. Plus, you'll experience some of the most mind-blowing orgasms of your life. And if you ever fantasize about having sex with your favorite porn star, well, you actually can now. Because Janet Jameson, Christy Mack, Joanna Angel, Nina Hartley, Asa Akira, they all have Fleshlights. They're available in realistic flesh tone, color, with the popular lotus texture or the all-new unique signature lines of textures. Each custom molded Fleshlight girl's masturbation sleeve in an exact mold of each star's most intimate parts. Go to sexwithemily.com/fleshlight to get your Fleshlight now. That's sexwithemily.com/fleshlight. And thanks for listening to the show.